he would be influential in getting people to care about the Hudson. One of the people Pete has gotten to care about the Hudson is Charlotte Song, student at UVM, who worked as a trainee for a month this past summer aboard the sloop Clearwater. The Clearwater's main purpose as a working boat is education. So as the crew is working really hard to maintain the sloop and keep it squeaky clean like Charlotte described, the main responsibility as crew members is to facilitate sails, whether those are private education sails with school groups or one of the regular public sails open to anyone. They create an experience where people can take a couple of hours out of their day just to be. Here's Charlotte on what they learned about the Hudson.
You know, as like a lot of people do, I associated the Hudson like kind of absentmindedly with like being dirty, being like, you know, unclean. And I had no idea, you know, like the length of the indigenous history that surrounded the Hudson. It's not something that I think anybody that I know or anybody, you know, that's taught me has ever kind of discussed. And it was like truly just like so interesting to be able to like learn about that and also like kind of like undo the biases that I had surrounding the river.
The dirtiness they described is a bias many people have about the Hudson. They tend to think that because it's brown in color, it's unhygienic. But that's actually its natural color. Rivers are supposed to be a little bit brown because it's moving water. The sediment at the bottom gets churned up by the current. And while it's true that the Hudson used to be dirty with sewage, that problem is largely mitigated thanks to policies like the Clean Water Act, which Pete and the Clearwater helped to pass. Today, the Hudson is dirty with invisible pollutants, called PCBs, which are derived from oil and really toxic to environments. Another little-known piece about the Hudson that Charlotte mentioned is its rich history with indigenous tribes like the Lenape, Haudenosaunee, Mohican, and more. They think of the river as being, which allowed them to share its riches and work alongside it. There used to be oysters the size of hands in the river, because indigenous people would let them grow to that size. They would not overfish. They would use every part of the oyster, the flesh for eating, and the shell for beads and wampum belts, which were used to encode messages or treaties. This history of interbeing with the river is one that the Clearwater teaches its students, so they can think about the river not as a resource, but as a living thing that supports them in the ecosystem. Interconnectedness is not a strange concept to the Clearwater. It's something that can be felt when working so closely with one another on the sloop. Here's Charlotte with more on that.
For me, the main thing that I like appreciated so much about Clearwater was like the community. And like I will tell that to anybody who asks me about it, like the people who live on board and like kind of like the friends and the relationships that you make. It was just so important to me to have like a community of like diverse people, but also like so free of judgment. Like I felt like I could be like exactly who I am and nobody expected anything other than that from me. And I mean, honestly, as well, like my appreciation for the environment in like such a different way, like living on a river and kind of experiencing the, you know, the nature of it just in general, in a way like you hear about it, but it's so different when you're like right there and you're doing things that like directly impact it, and you know the river is doing things that directly impact you. And it's just like I did not care about rivers and now I really care about rivers, especially the Hudson River. And yeah, I don't know, I think it just like overall, like my appreciation for the environment and like the, especially the work that people put into preserving it. And then, I mean, I think it was the most fulfilling work I've ever done. And I don't know, I loved it so much. I cried like a baby when I left. I could not stop crying. It was so hard. And there were some days where I was like, wow, I just want to be in my bed at home right now. But like, I feel like I'm making an impact, even if, you know, I'm not single-handedly cleaning up the Hudson River, like just telling people and like educating people about, you know, the little things that they can do to protect the Hudson, the way that they can like change their mindset even, and that makes a difference as well. Like I felt like I was doing work that like had an impact, and that's like something that was so important to me and something that like, you know, now I want to continue doing.
I asked Charlotte if they would go back to work on the Clearwater, and their answer might surprise you.
Clearwater made me so much more adventurous, I feel like. And now I see all of these, like, new opportunities that are so similar to what I did, like, conservation work and, like, semester abroad and, like, thinking about how, like, even though I would love to go back and I really hope that I can, like, I feel like Clearwater made me very, like, brave and, like, brave enough to kind of, like, try those new things. So I don't think they'd be mad at me if I, you know, went and did something else, but.
I want to finish by saying that action doesn't have to be necessarily environmental action. I think the notion of a climate crisis and the need for immediate disruptive action is actually really counterproductive. Individualism is the downfall of change, and it's the opposite of what we should be encouraging. It's the opposite of what Pete encouraged. He fought for hope and peace and love, and he did it through music. But Pete didn't just fight for the environment. I think it's important to emphasize that any progress is good progress, and we should all engage in what we are passionate about and try to do the most good in that place. There is no one solution, but it is possible to create change, exemplified by Pete. So I hope that his story and his work will inspire you to go out in the world and do some good, no matter what it looks like. I hope that you learned some sort of connection to Pete or are inspired by his work, and I hope that if anything, this episode taught you that environmental action can look like so many things. You can be like Malcolm X, but you can also be like Pete, or you can be like Charlotte and go work on the Clearwater. After all,
everybody should volunteer on Clearwater, and if you don't volunteer, you should at least do a sale because it's so much fun and you learn so much.
You start singing.
This land is your land.
This episode was produced by me, Evie Butts, and features the voice of myself, Professor Lexi Perlow, and Charlotte Song. Big thanks to both of my guests and also Charlotte and Natalie for answering all of my logistics questions. Also, thank you to Pete and Toshi for building the epic Clearwater and to all of the people who are still making the sloop sail up and down the river today. Go check out their Instagram at Sloop Clearwater or visit their website. You can find it online. The music featured in this episode includes Portland Rain by Ryan Anderson and Hudson River Ambiance, recorded by me. That's it for this episode of Bridge the Gap. Thank you so much for listening. This land is my land, from California.
again. Sooner than I go home again. Sooner than I go home
again.
I never called, let our friendship dissolve. Now my welcome's worn out and your hate for grown to the point when I try to amend all the lies, all those memories return that I'd sooner let go, sooner than I'd go home again, sooner than I'd go home again. Sooner than I'd go home.
recognize the trees? Do they recognize me? All I know is for the meantime, I'm not so busy. I'd like to be a stranger in a strange land. At least I like it when it's something I planned. But is it bitter or bittersweet? What was that look of defeat? Did you really check on out? I don't understand. Out here in so many empty spaces, just being without giving, without taking. I don't mind missing out, there's so much I can do without. But I still don't ever plan to be replacing my whole life. I've dedicated to being true to love unfaded for myself, my family and friends, for you and us three. Not gonna make it to the sea. I'll just stay here in the flatlands, cause it's good enough for me. And those geese who flew past low, I wonder what they know. Maybe I'll ask them what they've seen. Maybe I should follow. Maybe I'll get myself back home. Maybe you'll tell me what you mean. Closing up your eyes while I'm free falling in between. The morning doves are singing for the ages. That melancholy softens all my rages. I say I love you on the phone. You say you love me on the phone. So please don't ever plan to be replacing. My whole life I've dedicated to being true.
la 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 la. Hey, this is Kalmia from Rebel Bucket, and whenever I'm in town, I listen to WRUV-FM Burlington, your better alternative.
Hi, all you rock and rollers. This is Tim Butler of the Psychedelic Furs. You will listen to a better alternative on WRUV 90.1 FM.
You are listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Hello, hello. It is almost noon.
It's silky, smooth, and savory. It's DJ Gravy. Benefits of sunbathing? Do you have trouble sleeping? Getting sick often? Or maybe you've been feeling down recently? We've all been there, especially during the study season slump. It's important to get outside and bask in the sun! According to Healthline, research shows that sunlight can reduce symptoms of depression by triggering the brain to release serotonin, which helps boost mood! It also regulates your circadian rhythm, allowing for a better sleep schedule when sun sets. Vitamin D also promotes a healthy immune system and stronger bones. With warm weather in full force, try and get out of the house as much as you can to enjoy the sun. And of course, don't forget to wear sunscreen. This message is brought to you by your sunbathing DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Hey, this is Josh Shane here, and
that was fantastic.
Thank you, DJ Gravy. So we're going to start it off here with a Scolded Dodds tune called Wharf.